Tommy, some Oiler news. Konovalov signs a 2-year entry-level contract today with the Edmonton Oilers. And you look at his age, that's why it's only a 2-year deal. He's too old, can't sign a 3-year deal. And he'll come over, we assume, starts in the American League. But you know what? Who knows? Like the goaltender situation the Edmonton Oilers moving forward is one that's crucial for this team, because when you look at teams who win cups, pretty much outside of 2010 Chicago, all those teams, their goalies were drafted and developed by them.
Yeah. And
yeah. Well, I guess Tuukka Rask gets a little bit because he was traded. They acquired him the year after he was drafted.
But. Right, right. That was a bad trade for the Leafs. But, okay, so this is good. And I know a lot of Oiler fans like the idea of Konovalov, especially considering what the Oilers have when it comes to goaltending depth. I know that there's a few guys on their way. We saw Stuart Skinner get into his first NHL game earlier this season and get the win, which is great. That's fantastic. But I think, you know, excitement has cooled a bit on Skinner. People have been talking about Konovalov. So he gets the deal done. He'll come over here next season, and then let's see what he can do in North America. That's good. And the other thing, too, is like the Oilers' goaltending situation, it's kind of a question mark, right? Like, what do you do with Mike Smith? He's going to be a free agent at the end of the season. Like, does he test the market? Do you bring him back? Has he forced your hand? I think he's played absolutely tremendous. So, and by the way, you've got Alex Stalock there. You've got the 1 year left on the contract to Mikko Koskinen. So it's going to be interesting to see if one of these young guys takes the reins and really pushes themselves ahead of the others when it comes to the prospect pool. Because in a couple of years, let's not kid ourselves, maybe even sooner, the goaltending situation is going to be wide open for the Edmonton Oilers.
It's going to be really interesting. I can't wait to see how this all plays out. And it's nice to hear that they have the depth now of an opportunity for someone to come up and make that play. As we look ahead into these last stretch of games here for the Edmonton Oilers, is there a combination, either forward or D, you have seen or would like to see Tippett kind of, you know, just try out, whether it's, you know, that's not, I think, power play, we can leave that, but PK or 5-on-5 time?
Strutty, I've been cautiously or curiously watching, like, the experimentation phase over the last couple of games and trying to understand what Dave Tippett wants to do, and maybe he's got a feeling out process here, and he's going to roll with it for a couple more games at least, and I'm assuming he'll next week try to buckle down with some more, I don't want to say cemented or locked in combinations and lines and stuff, but he'll have a better understanding. Like, we're starting to see McDavid and Draisaitl more and more in the latter part of this season. Like, is that what's going to start the postseason in game one? Are those two going to be together? I do like in terms of trying things out, I do like Puljujärvi on the right side with McDavid and Draisaitl. I just, something about that, the element he brings, the way he's playing, skating with the puck, all of that, I like that a little bit more than Yamamoto at this particular moment. I'm not knocking Yamamoto. I know he's been snake bit points-wise and especially goal-wise. We saw people clamoring for him to be better on the post-game show again the other night. Some have complained about him outright, but I'm not saying that Yamamoto's not doing the right things because he's still getting chances to score. He's in
Dude,
the right
he's got
place
four
at the goal. Right
hey.
Time.
He's got 4 goals and 9 points in 36 games. It's okay to say he's got to be better. He's got to be better.
Sure.
Like, he's played all year in the top six.
But, Greg, he's getting those chances. Like, that's the good thing. If he was slumping hard and he was just floating around there like a
Well, you're playing
like
with McDavid with Draisaitl. Like, no offense. Like, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to get chances when you play with those guys. It's about
Wrong.
Finishing.
Cahoon hasn't finished. He's been up there pretty much all
agree.
Year, too.
Both of them.
Right?
I agree. Yamo's younger. That's the only reason that you know, like, it's not that they're bad players, but the truth is production matters more at the end of the day than anything else. That's what wins you games. Scoring chances doesn't win games. You know, save percentage, PDO, those things can tell us a story, but at the end,
sure.
What wins games is goals, and they count more. And so when you're playing with the league's two top scorers, like, that's the thing. Like, you should be able to get assists just by, like, if it's so easy to get second assists, as some claim, then why aren't Cahoon and Yamamoto getting any of them?
I do think he will start to light it up a little bit more. I do. Just because the style he plays, mostly 5-on-5, obviously, And I think he's getting those opportunities. I think his chances of lighting it up are better than Cahoon's by far.
Okay.
See, it's funny. I don't think he's getting that many chances. Like, I don't remember watching the game saying, oh, he's just missing. Like, I think Puljujärvi is getting more chances.
Oh, Puljujärvi's getting way more. Puljujärvi's fine. But that's the thing. I might actually, if you're going to keep Draisaitl with McDavid, I would put Puljujärvi on the other line because I know he's going to generate something.
Yeah.
Yamamoto can't generate on his own. Puljujärvi, we saw it last game, had the breakaway, bigger body.
He's on his own.
Like, if you're going to have Nugent Hopkins as your second line center and then it's Cahoon, I think you have to have Puljujärvi there. Yeah. You can't have three small light guys. They would just get crushed.
No, but the problem with that, Griggs, and I do hear, because I thought Puljujärvi had a good game the other, a really good game. The thing about Puljujärvi is that he works really well with Connor. And, you know, his points are coming, I think, a little bit more lately. But he gets it. He gets how to be big and retrieve pucks and he can skate for a big man. That's where I see his values beside Connor. So that's why I think you put those two guys together and figure out something on that left side and then try to load up that second line with the Draisaitl and Nuge or Yamamoto. You know, put back that, you know, that line isn't as hot as it was last year. But I that's how I see it kind of playing out. Cause Puljujärvi, even when he's not producing points, he's creating something. And I think there's something to be said for that. Tommy?
I do like the idea of Nugent Hopkins, Draisaitl, Yamamoto put back together too. That's something, and they haven't really had a chance, Strutty. That's the thing. It's like, it's little teases in these little short windows where they're together, and then it's switched up all of a sudden again, sometimes due to injuries or whatever, but they haven't really had enough runway to take off, it feels like, this year.
Now, when you're looking at Devin Shore, you know, it sounds like he's nicked up or whatever, but is he a guy you could see now being a, you know, kind of quote-unquote regular in this lineup?
I think so, but Strud's the thing with him, and you know, watching him the other night playing center, I think he's way more effective as a left winger. But it's good that he has that versatility and can slide in a pinch, especially with Jujhar Khaira when he was on the mend. Good to see Jujhar, by the way, coming back tonight. Obviously scary when you're dealing with those situations. But sure, absolutely regular, but on the left side. I think he's more effective on the left side, staying in his lanes, up and down the ice, as opposed to being in the middle and you know, more touches with the puck. I think less touches with the puck for him seems to be better than him getting in the middle. And there was a few times it seemed like he was getting caught with the puck whenever he was trying to handle it. So I do like him. I do think he can be a regular. I think he's obviously a veteran, sort of established himself with this team, and he's played a hell of a lot compared to earlier in this season for a reason. So, yeah, I'd say yes, but on the left side or on the wing if you need to push him over to the right side. But they have so many guys on the right side anyway. So, yeah, left wing absolutely for Devin Shore.
Tommy, it's going to be interesting to see what Dave Tippett does here over the next week or so as the Oilers need a point to officially get in the playoffs. We know they're making the playoffs, and a few more wins and they will guarantee themselves home ice advantage at least for one round. Have a good one. Pregame show coming up later. We'll talk to you then.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks, Freddie.